Wait a minute. Lift him up there.
Oh, careful.
God, blimey, weighs a ton.
Oh, my ankle. Watch it, will you?
Oh. All right, easy. Is it broken?
About three places.
Now, he can move it all right, sir.
Yeah, it's just a sprain.
You're an American.
Yeah, who are you?
Walter Hobson, correspondent. Affiliated Newspaper Alliance.
Check, sir.
Hard way to get a story.
There's a war going on, you know.
Newkirk, did you hear that?
Yeah, I knew there was something bloody unusual going on.
You're a limey.
Who, me, Governor?
You ain't gonna limey. What's this all about?
Quiet, here comes somebody. The guys who bailed out with him didn't make it. They all caught it.
If we'd stayed in formation, the crowds would never have got us.
Would you like to go back up and fight the battle again?
Who's the expert?
Walter Hobson, correspondent.
He sure got smart awfully fast.
More than a couple hundred yards.
Did they see you?
I don't think so. Most likely they're just spraying the woods, in case.
Yeah, we can get lead poisoning from that kind of spray. Can you carry him?
I think so.
All right, Olson, bury the chute.
Yes,
Carter,
sir.
Move out about 50 yards east. Return their fire, circle around, lead them away. Newkirk, move out west, do the same routine, same order. And fellas, be careful, don't shoot each other, how the Krauts are that way.
Right. Who are you guys?
Auto Club, Emergency Road Service. Come on, let's go.
Where are you taking me?
One more question from you, we're going to ask for me a membership card. Olson, check the emergency tunnel all the way to the ladder. Make sure we're in the clear, huh?
Right, Colonel.
Hogan, I'd like to ask you a couple of questions.
Carter, not too tight. Give him support, but don't cut off the circulation.
Yes, sir. You know, I used to do a lot of this back home in the Boy Scouts.
I'm glad.
Colonel, like I said, I'd like to...
Newkirk, why don't you go on up and check the hut, see if there have been any phone calls for us.
Right, sir, will do.
Anything?
Yeah, from London. A courier plane's going to drop a music box in our sector tomorrow night.
A music box?
It's a radio.
Huh?
Yeah, they want us to pass it along to the underground. Seems the Krauts are planning a big offensive, and we don't have enough information.
All right, have Newkirk make the catch and bring it in. Alert the underground.
Will do.
And, Kinch, signal London Hobson is safe. He'll be set to travel in a couple of days. We'll send him back to England, usual route.
Right. All clear out there, sir.
Newkirk, no sign of trouble, sir.
Good.
This place is busier than the Pentagon.
Yeah, we do all right for a branch office.
There are some questions I'd like to ask.
Shoot.
There's really a POW camp right over our heads.
Saw it on the way in. Guards, barbed wire, the works.
Garden spotted Germany.
Your commandant wears a monocle.
That's all very colorful.
This goes on all the time, rescuing flyers, picking up underground radio sets.
In our spare time, a little sabotage.
Personally, I find that the most fun.
They never get caught. What a story.
A story you can't write.
Hogan, right under the Germans' feet?
Our only chance for survival is secrecy. You could get us all killed.
Okay, okay. You saved my life. I'm grateful.
Fine, let's leave it at that.
But, when I get back home, I could contact your relatives. If you give me their names and addresses...
Knock it off! That's out. Our people think we're ordinary POWs. You give them a call, let something slip, and we've had it.
All right. Isn't there anything I can do to show I'm grateful?
There sure is, Hobson. Go home. All right, take it easy, Hobson. You'll be okay. Now, the driver's on our side. He'll drop you off at the right spot in Hamelburg. They'll move you along the coast. LeBeau?
Yeah. Come on. Hey, Schultz.
What
Come here
it?
A second.
But listen, I'm busy.
Come on, come on. I have
Will
something
you
to tell
you. Will
you
please leave me alone? I'm busy. I have lots of things to do.
Okay. Take it easy, Hobson.
I'm making apple strudel tonight. You want some?
Apple strudel.
I love it. Good.
Now, if I can get from you the apples, flour, sugar, and raisins... You can have some.
Relax, Hobson. Stay limp. And no smoking.
Hurry, Colonel. Hurry.
All right, put him in.
If I get you the apple, flour, sugar, raisins, how about cinnamon? Danke! 50! But what are you doing there? Get out of here! What are you doing here?
Give the guy a hand, Joe.
Get out of here! Out immediately, out! Get out of here! Carter! You heard me? Out!
We're just trying to help, for Pete's sake.
Oh, I'm always in trouble when you help me.
All right, Schultz, if that's how you feel, do it yourself.
Come on. What are you waiting? Let's go!
Ludden says we'll have to keep it here a while longer till they reorganize their network.
Oh, great. You realize we've had that radio better than a month? If anyone's caught with it, it's the firing squad.
Well, it's as safe here as any place.
Incidentally, where is it?
Carter's sitting on it.
Why don't you tell a guy?
Gestapo checking in.
Old lovable Hochstetter. In his basic black. Makes my day.
What does he want?
The radio, he can't have it.
This was published in an American newspaper a few weeks ago.
And sent to the Gestapo by a German agent in the United States.
Do you think there's any harm his knowing that we have agents in America? Hmm?
No, I don't think so. Especially since we've just told him.
That's what I thought.
Don't worry, your secret's safe with me.
Now, Hogan, I'm going to read to you.
Oh, good.
For security reasons, I cannot tell you the exact location. The request was no names, please, but somewhere in Germany, an American officer is operating a sabotage and rescue unit from, of all places, a German POW camp. These men saved my life. To me, they are among the unsung heroes of this war.
Walter Hobson. Who's he?
An American journalist.
This was sent to Spain, then to Portugal, then forwarded to Switzerland, and finally sent here to Germany.
May Hogan?
The stamps must have cost a fortune.
I use this officer.
Oh, a spy operating Starlock 13. That's impossible.
Let's keep this war sensible.
Hogan, any prisoner who carries on sabotage or espionage activities is no longer protected by the Geneva Convention.
No kidding.
And any prisoner caught in such activities can be shot or hanged.
Or both.
Don't get greedy.
Look. The Gestapo will undertake an investigation of all POW camps at once, beginning right here. There is nothing more to be said to either of you.
Whatever happened to our Wiedersehen?
Spies in my Starlock. Ridiculous.
Silly.
Impossible.
Out of the question.
I will not waste any more time on it. It's out of my mind.
Hogan, could there be any truth in that story?
Come on, Colonel. Just because there's a war on and we're enemies.
Would I lie to you?
Yes.
True.
Hogan, are you a spy?
Me? I don't know anything about the underground or sabotage.
What's there to know? You plant a bomb and a bridge blows up. A child could do that.
You must know some nice kids.
All right, let the Gestapo investigate. They'll soon find out that...
Wait a minute. You just admitted that you would lie to me.
Well, doesn't that prove something?
Prove what?
That you can depend on me.
Achtung! Herr Kommandant, the new man. Private Berger, Private Holtz.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Now, let's see what we have here.
Gentlemen, welcome to the most secure prisoner of war camp in all Germany.
Was anything special about those two?
Nah, just run-of-the-mill krauts.
When you see one bush, you've seen them all.
The older guy is a typical 4F type. Now look at the other one. What's a young kraut doing so far from the action? He's too healthy for this kind of duty.
Now I want you men to know that you have been posted to the most secure POW camp in all of Germany. Now, here at Starlock 13, we...
Schultz, aren't you listening?
You fool, Herr Kommandant. Oh, so interesting.
Let's check on him. Newkirk, try their footlockers, huh?
Will do, sir.
Go talk to Schultz.
Colonel, what do you expect to find out about him?
Nothing, I hope. other guy's papers are okay. But this burger is something else again. Look at this. The date stamps in his paybook are old, but the ink is new. Why?
A phony?
Don't bet against it.
They're on their best behavior, especially the young one. Burger.
Trying to make points with Sergeant Schultz, huh?
He even volunteered for night duty.
That's nice.
The next time I see him in town, I will buy him a beer.
The next time you see him in town?
He introduced himself at the Hofbräu on the night before he was transferred to our Starlag.
Why are you so interested?
Well, I forgot to tell you. This is Know Your Kraut Week.
Know Your Kraut Week?
I would have called from the lobby, but the house phones were busy. Then he meets Schultz in town, buys him a beer, and asks questions.
What did you tell him?
Nothing, I said. Nothing.
Blab him out.
He then volunteers for night duty. That'll give him a chance to look around. Today, we caught him searching my room.
That is the duty of every guard.
Jawohl, I have done it myself.
Really? When?
Well, Commandant,
it adds up. Berger is Hochstetter's man.
Mm-hmm. Now, let us suppose that he really works for the Gestapo. Now, I have nothing to hide. You have nothing to hide. And,
Schultz, he can hide.
Look, Hochstetter needs a fall guy. Unless you give him something for all his trouble, he'll never get off your back.
Mm-hmm. Give him something. Very interesting.
A long time ago, before we realized it was useless to try to escape from you, we started working on a tunnel in Barracks 4.
What? Did you know about this?
Of course, Herr Commandant.
What barracks?
Barracks 4. Suppose we started work on that tunnel again. When you're ready, you inform Hochstetter.
A frame-up for the Gestapo.
He's always one jump ahead of everybody.
Me!
Do you realize I would have to send you all to the cooler?
We serve a couple of days. Berger's transferred to another camp. You release us.
Excellent! This will prove once and for all to the Gestapo that I know exactly what I'm doing, that I'm completely in command here.
Question, Herr Commandant.
What?
Will they believe it?
Commandant, you're late.
Hogan. You know, I never realized how many eyes are always on me. I actually had to sneak in here.
That's the price of popularity, sir.
Where's the tunnel?
Find it.
Don't think I can't. I've been here just as long as you have.
Hey, you're cold, Commandant. Cold! Getting warmer.
Hogan! I don't need your help. Aha! I see some tracks. They give away your tunnel. Mm-hmm. This wardrobe, it moves out, huh? Now I understand why you never tried an escape. The chickens have very little chance against the fox.
Would you like to try for the best 2 out of 3, Colonel Fox?
What?
We put the tracks there and put the sawdust there so that you krauts, I mean you foxes, will find it. But here, ladies and gentlemen, is the real tunnel.
Amazing. Hogan, I must confess your ingenuity leaves me absolutely speechless.
Commandant, you're better off that way. Clink and Hochstetter catch us in Barracks 4, while Carter and Kinch take the radio out through the emergency tunnel and rendezvous with the underground. What do you think?
Suicide.
We never have a chance.
Impossible, Colonel.
I'm glad you like it.
Big risk, Colonel, with Hochstetter and his goons nosing around.
The orders are to move that radio along. I came up with a plan. You don't like it? Anybody else got a better one? I'm listening.
I say we stay quiet as mice and let them get careless.
I think that's a good idea.
It's a good plan.
It could be 5 or 6 weeks or more. The underground needs the radio now. All you come up with is a delay. What kind of a plan is that?
It's a stay alive plan, Colonel.
Rejected. You're through with it.
Now, Berger, I want you in on this. Learn how these things are done.
Jawohl, Herr Kommandant. Danke.
Oh, you are lucky the Kommandant takes such an interest in you. I'm lucky, too. He taught me everything I know.
Every teacher fails once in a while. Jawohl, Herr Kommandant.
Now, Colonel Hogan and his men will try a mass escape Wednesday night. They've almost completed a tunnel out of Barracks 4 and under the wire.
May I ask how you found this out, Herr Colonel?
Yeah, I would like to know that too.
Superior intelligence, reasoning power, no magic, no tricks.
Remarkable.
It is? Yes, it is!
Jawohl, Herr Kommandant!
You will carry on as though you know nothing.
Schultz can help you with that.
Wednesday night, I want you to accompany me when we raid Barracks 4 and arrest the prisoners. That's all for now.
Dismissed.
I will have the men ready for the raid Wednesday night, Herr Kommandant.
Just a moment, Schultz. Tuesday night.
Tuesday?
Hogan thinks he can outsmart me. He'll try to use the tunnel a day earlier and really escape. But I shall be waiting for him. And I won't have to share credit with Major Hochstetter. Am I not clever?
Could I think about that, Herr Kommandant?
Yes, yes. I want you to give that a lot of thought. On your way to the Eastern Front.
Well, Klings, that is good news. You see what is possible when you try?
It's all a question of ingenuity, Major. I amaze myself at times.
Oh, Klink, you have always amazed me.
Thank you, Major. Now, if you can be here Wednesday night, I shall be honored to include you in the raiding party.
Oh, that is very kind of you. I will be there. Heil Hitler. Every year that man lives takes at least a century off the thousand-year Reich. He wants to arrest Hogan on Wednesday night, and he is generous enough to include the Gestapo.
I will give the necessary orders, Herr Major.
Yeah. But I will be at Stalag 13 on Tuesday night.
Tuesday? May I ask the reason for this?
Do I need a better reason than Klink? The Iron Coronet.
Tuesday night, Colonel?
What happened to Wednesday?
Yeah, the arrangement with Klink was for Wednesday.
Right, but we move a day sooner. Notify the underground, have somebody stand by for the radio.
But why a day earlier?
Well, if there's an honest way to do something and a sneaky way to do it, which would our beloved commandant choose?
So we move on Tuesday.
Boy, Colonel, you sure do understand Klink.
Yeah, and it's beginning to frighten me. All right, you wait till you hear from me and then move out fast.
Right, Colonel. Let's go.
The men are posted, Herr Kommandant. Everyone is ready.
Excellent. Now, first, we will move to Barracks 4 and take over the little tunnel. Then, to Barracks 2 and arrest Hogan. Understood?
Understood!
I was right. Old Honest Klink is headed this way. Stand by. Red Fox calling Pussycat. Red Fox calling Pussycat. Do you read me? Over.
This is Pussycat. I read you, Red Fox. I read you. Over.
Bad guy's almost here. Repeat. Bad guy's almost here. Get the music box and move out. Good luck. Over.
Okay, Red Fox. Understood. Over and out.
That's the word, Andrew. Let's go.
Okay, pussycat.
Logan!
The least you can do is not.
Oh, that's bloody rude. You told me it was going to be Wednesday.
Well, it's my tunnel, you know.
I was right. Trying to escape a day early.
All is prepared, Herr Major.
Good.
Herr Kommandant, Major Hochstetter is here. He's going into barracks number 2.
Major Hochstetter?
Major Hochstetter! Escape's over here.
He's coming.
So, you are all under arrest.
You're a little late, my friend.
Always a bridesmaid, never a bride.
Major, this happens to be Tuesday.
Oh, thank you very much.
I distinctly told you Wednesday, not Tuesday.
You think I listen to what you say? You might as well have said Friday for all I care.
I never said anything about Friday.
Didn't say you said anything about Friday.
Now tell me, was it Tuesday or Wednesday? Be honest.
Honest, miss you? You don't even know how to spell the verb.
Coming from the Gestapo, that sounds very funny. Now you may leave any time and take your spy, Private Berger, with you.
What spy?
And no, I want
don't
to tell you something.
You make me feel terrible.
What?
Well, it's true we dug the tunnel and tried to escape it. It's not the worst thing we did.
Hogan, what else did you do?
I broke up a beautiful friendship.
Just came in from London.
Music box arrived destination. Well done. File it among our souvenirs. And Carter did a good job.
Well, thank you, Colonel. I'll tell my draft board.
I'm having difficulty grasping what you mean, sir.
Newkirk, it is perfectly simple. You just get in here and you stand like this. There. Now, is that so difficult, huh?
You ready, Commandant?
Yes, I did. I want you in the same position you were in when I caught you trying to escape.
You mean Tuesday night?
Don't start that again.
Oh. How's this?
Excellent. Schultz, stand by.
What about Major Hochstetter?
This is my report to Berlin. The Gestapo can take its own pictures.
Oh, that's a bit selfish, sir.
Schultz!
Hey, very nice man.
Famous Iron Colonel caught escaping his own Stalag.
Good.
Sir, could you autograph a copy of the picture for the wall of my den?
Yes, Hogan. I will have a picture sent to you personally. In the cooler.